Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Come on, man, you chumps. Yeah, that's how Biden talks, the great and grand unifier. And there's countless examples of his so-called unifying touch. But we have a compliant and complicit and compromised media that will not investigate any voter irregularities. Was it a stolen election? I don't know. Many reported issues and irregularities? Absolutely. Should they be investigated? For sure. Will the mainstream media do that? No. If you notice, the leftist press, the partisan media, were giddy and were partying and not reporting what was going on with this most crucial election. Biden has no mandate. There's no blue wave. And there will be an asterisk next to this election, regardless of who is determined constitutionally, legally, lawfully, the victor in this election. And we know the pollsters affect and not reflect the polls, the people's will. Every legal, every valid ballot positively should be counted. But on the Dem left, they say all votes, all ballots need to be counted. Now, Hillary Clinton and the partisan leftist media have tried to invalidate and have objected and never accepted the Trump election win and results. Why cannot the nation withstand 30 days or so of investigating and letting this process play out? Why do we have to accept an immediate media and partisan states verdict, and they're still counting, and they're still being major disputable issues, and so we need to verify, simply accept, unconditionally, because people want to celebrate prematurely? So do I think that Biden will be bestowed the presidential mantle? Yes, I do. Do I believe he won it fair and square? No, I don't. Do I believe there are multiple factors in this impending electoral decision? Yes. I mentioned the distorted polls. I mentioned the complicit leftist press and big tech, the deep state, the dark state, the swamp, never Trumpers. But on top of all those things, it's hate Trump and win at all cost. This was more about hatred for a candidate. Now, Hillary Clinton was held in abject disdain and in some circles hated. And what happened with her was there just was not enough enthusiasm because the leftist Dems were so used to Obama winning decisively and they weren't excited to go out. And they also had, unless it's absentee balloting, in most states, they just had a single day to vote. So mail-in voting, widening the goalpost with so many rules that were lax, no uniform system of verification, and a compliant, complicit, and compromised media would spell a disaster for any candidate. And then you throw in the China virus, the Chinese communist government, and you don't think those played a role? Now, Trump, at least by perception, mishandled this health crisis, this pandemic. And again, perception many times is reality. And it's not always what you say, but how you say. It's the tone and the tenor of messaging. Trump is not a great communicator. Yes, he's a rebel rouser at rallies. He doesn't take direction. He has no special counsel, unless you want to think of his daughter and Jared Kushner. But if he would have refined his message, if he would have been less tone deaf, yeah, less tone deaf. And you have to know how to speak to men and women that were on the bubble, especially in the suburbs. But the overuse and the offensive nature, these people took offense at so many of his tweets, the comments that he made at his rallies. I mean, if he had a little more Reagan in him and kept still the core values that he developed, and he would have been kept the personality, but more circumspect in the way he voiced those views. Again, it's many times it's not what you say, but how you say it. So he did turn off. And again, we did have that Trump fatigue syndrome based on all the conflict and the chaos and the tumult, the Trump tumult. So Trump fatigue syndrome, people taking offense at the tone and tenor, the perception in terms of his handling or mishandling of the pandemic. So yes, personality played a bigger role for many than the policies. There was an enthusiasm gap for Biden. And yes, because Harris, Kamala Harris being a woman of color, and being a woman, did help with the liberal progressive base. And with Joe committing, probably, more so privately, that he was on board with the progressive left, and that he had to say certain things during the campaign, it was probably enough to keep that somewhat fragmented base that he was able to cobble together. But Trump overperformed, he outperformed, he outworked. But in the end, there's too many anti-Trump forces, known and unknown, that believe it's not a matter of whether you win fair and square, it's a matter of winning at all cost. And sadly to say, it appears that Biden, one way or another, will become the president of the United States. But Mr. President, Donald Trump, you fight on. Expose the irregularities and the illegalities of what took place, what transpired in this election. Because one way or another, we need to know. And we'll get to the electors and some other legal and constitutional strategies. And I have to say, Mark Levin has done a tremendous job of bringing forward the constitutionality and the legality and the lawful nature of your protestations. So do not concede, but also be mindful that there's no reason to appear to be a sore loser, to appear to be a poor sport, and don't poke at the average voter, and make sure your criticisms are well crafted so that they don't come back to haunt you in legal filings and proceedings. I like the fact that you're going to come out and talk to the American people, that you're going to have rallies. But at this point, be very careful of what you craft and convey. And a final note here, beyond Trump's uphill battle to try to overturn what the media and certain state officials are claiming are victories, is that Biden is essentially a conduit. He's a placeholder, and he's a puppet, and he will be programmed. He'll be a conduit and be controlled by global forces and domestic terrorist forces, and he'll try to govern as more of a pragmatic moderate, but that will be checkmated by the Republican-held majority in the Senate. Stay strong, Mitch McConnell.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.